Across the UK.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live. Up all night.
With Rod Sharp.
Well, in less than 3 hours, 4 a.m. British Summer Time, 3 a.m. Greenwich Mean Time, and 6 a.m. local time in Damascus, the Syrian government says it's going to stop all operations against rebels. This comes amid reports that government forces were still shelling the city of Homs. The Syrian opposition leader, Bassad Imadi, said he was cautiously optimistic about an end to all military action by this deadline.
If they really started withdrawing the troops and the tanks from the streets of Syria, that would be amazing. We have our doubts, as you know, because of the last experiences. But now, let's wait and see.
Well, in the circumstances, perhaps waiting to see counts as optimism. We'll join Sakhar Al-Mahdi, who is an Arab-British journalist who splits his time between London and Damascus. Good morning, Sakhar.
Good morning, Rod.
Well, Bassam Imadi, I'm not sure if that could be characterised as optimism, could it? But is there now a willingness to give this promise a chance to work?
Well, I think everyone is desperate to see something positive come out of this. I mean, for the last week, you know, all sides have been saying, well, there's absolutely no chance that this is going to work. The Syrian army seems to have been escalating its campaign of military action across the country in the past few days. We've seen some of the deadliest days of this uprising. The death toll has repeatedly climbed above the 100 mark. But, you know, on a positive note, in the past few hours, in the last day, the death toll was reportedly a lot lower. And it seems to have been less intense. The military action over the last day seems to have been winding down. But we've had these mixed signals, because at the same time that this campaign seems to have been winding down in one sense, the tanks have been rolling into the city of Hama. Rastan has been shelled. Homs has reportedly been shelled. There have been deaths in Damascus and in Deraa down in the south, where the revolution really began just over a year ago. So it's really difficult to understand what exactly is happening and whether the government intends to cease fire at 6 a.m. local time this morning, just under 3 hours from now. But, you know, they did put out this statement yesterday through the state news agency saying that they intend to end all military actions by Thursday, by today. But they do reserve the right to respond to any attacks by armed terrorist groups. And really, this is the code that they've been using for the defectors and the armed civilians who've been rising up against them. And it's kind of the excuse that they've been using for the past year to justify their attacks on the Syrian people. So it really is difficult to believe that all fighting is going to end this morning.
And certainly, has there been any word of any forces being repositioned, being pulled back from the edge of Homs, for example?
Well, over the past week, we have had reports of tanks being pulled out of populated areas all over the country. But this seems to have been part of this rolling military action. So tanks have been pulled out of one part of the country, from the outskirts of Damascus, from parts of Homs, from parts of Hama as well, to claim that the peace plan was being implemented. But at the same time that this was happening, the tanks were moving into other parts of the country to kind of crush the rebellion in those parts. And really, this was kind of perceived by the opposition, I think, as a last-ditch attempt to crush the activists and pull out everyone that they wanted to and kind of finish the job, really, before the ceasefire came into effect. So, yep, there has been some pullout, but at the same time that this is happening, and, you know, we've seen this in the past few hours with reports of 20 tanks going into the northern city of Hama, which has really been one of the centres of the revolution over the past year. So we've had these reports of tanks pulling out and at the same time going into other places.
Sakhar, thank you very much indeed.